The Book of Ezekiel, Chapter 40. In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the city was taken, on that same day the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me there. In the visions of God, he brought me into the land of Israel, and set me on a very high mountain. And on it, to the south, there was a structure like a city. So he brought me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze, with a line of flax and a measuring rod in his hand, and he was standing in the gateway. And the man said to me, Son of man, see with your eyes, hear with your ears, and give attention to all that I am going to show you. For you have been brought here in order to show it to you. Declare to the house of Israel all that you see. And behold, there was a wall on the outside of the temple all around, and in the man's hand was a measuring rod of 6 cubits, each of which was a cubit, and a handbreadth. So he measured the thickness of the wall, 1 rod, and the height, 1 rod. Then he went to the gate which faced east, went up its steps, and measured the threshold of the gate, 1 rod in width, and the other threshold was 1 rod in width. And the guard room was 1 rod long and 1 rod wide, and there were 5 cubits between the guard rooms. And the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate facing inward was 1 rod. Then he measured the porch of the gate facing inward, 1 rod. And he measured the porch of the gate 8 cubits, and its side pillars 2 cubits. And the porch of the gate was faced inward. And the guard rooms of the gate toward the east numbered 3 on each side. The 3 of them had the same measurement. The side pillars also had the same measurement on each side. And he measured the width of the gateway 10 cubits, and the length of the gate 13 cubits. And there was a barrier wall 1 cubit wide in front of the guard rooms on each side. And the guard rooms were 6 cubits square on each side. And he measured the gate from the roof of the one guard room to the roof of the other, a width of 25 cubits from one door to the door opposite. And he made the side pillars 60 cubits high. The gate extended round about to the side pillar of the courtyard. And from the front of the entrance gate to the front of the inner porch of the gate was 50 cubits. And there were shuttered windows looking toward the guard rooms, and toward their side pillars within the gate all around, and likewise for the porches. And there were windows all around inside, and on each side pillar were palm tree ornaments. Then he brought me into the outer court, and behold, there were chambers and a pavement made for the court all around. 30 chambers faced the pavement. And the pavement, that is the lower pavement, was by the side of the gates corresponding to the length of the gates. Then he measured the width from the front of the lower gate to the front of the exterior of the inner court, 100 cubits on the east and on the north. And as for the gate of the outer court, which faced the north, he measured its length and its width. And it had 3 guard rooms on each side, and its side pillars and its porches had the same measurement as the first gate. Its length was 50 cubits, and the width 25 cubits. And its windows and its porches and its palm tree ornaments had the same measurements as the gate which faced toward the east, and it was reached by 7 steps, and its porch was in front of them. And the inner court had a gate opposite the gate on the north as well as the gate on the east, and he measured 100 cubits from gate to gate. Then he led me toward the south, and behold, there was a gate toward the south, and he measured its side pillars and its porches according to those same measurements. And the gate and its porches had windows all around, like those other windows. The length was 50 cubits, and the width 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps going up to it, and its porches were in front of them, and it had palm tree ornaments on its side pillars, 1 on each side. And the inner court had a gate toward the south, and he measured from gate to gate toward the south 100 cubits. Then he brought me to the inner court by the south gate, and he measured the south gate according to those same measurements. Its guard rooms also, its side pillars, and its porches were according to those same measurements. And the gate and its porches had windows all around. It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. And there were porches all around, 25 cubits long and 5 cubits wide. And its porches were toward the outer court, and palm tree ornaments were on its side pillars, and its stairway had 8 steps. And he brought me into the inner court toward the east, and he measured the gate according to those same measurements. Its guard rooms also, its side pillars, and its porches were according to those same measurements. And the gate and its porches had windows all around, It was 50 cubits long and 25 cubits wide. And its porches were toward the outer court, and palm tree ornaments were on its side pillars, on each side, and its stairway had 8 steps. Then he brought me to the north gate, and he measured it according to those same measurements, with its guard rooms, its side pillars, and its porches. And the gate had windows all around. The length was 50 cubits, and the width 25 cubits. And its side pillars were toward the outer court, and palm tree ornaments were on its side pillars on each side. And its stairway had 8 steps. And a chamber with its doorway was by the side pillars at the gates. There they rinsed the burnt offering. And in the porch of the gate were 2 tables on each side on which to slaughter the burnt offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering. And on the outer side, as one went up to the gateway toward the north, were 2 tables. And on the other side of the porch of the gate were 2 tables. 4 tables were on each side next to the gate, or 8 tables on which they slaughter sacrifices. And for the burnt offering, there were 4 tables of hewn stone, 1.5 cubits long, 1.5 cubits wide, and 1 cubit high, on which they lay the instruments with which they slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice. And the double hooks, 1 handbreadth in length, were installed in the house all around, and on the tables was the flesh of the offering. And from the outside to the inner gate were chambers for the singers in the inner court, one of which was at the side of the north gate with its front toward the south, and one at the side of the east gate facing toward the north. And he said to me, "This is the chamber which faces toward the south, intended for the priests who keep charge of the temple. But the chamber which faces toward the north is for the priests who keep charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok, who from the sons of Levi come near to the Lord to minister to him." And he measured the court, a perfect square, 100 cubits long and 100 cubits wide. And the altar was in front of the temple. Then he brought me to the porch of the temple and measured each side pillar of the porch, 5 cubits on each side, and the width of the gate was 3 cubits on each side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits, and the width 11 cubits. And at the stairway by which it was ascended were columns belonging to the side pillars, 1 on each side. Chapter 41. Then he brought me to the nave and measured the side pillars. 6 cubits wide on each side was the width of the side pillar. And the width of the entrance was 10 cubits, and the sides of the entrance were 5 cubits on each side. And he measured the length of the nave, 40 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits. Then he went inside and measured each side pillar of the doorway, 2 cubits, and the doorway 6 cubits high, and the width of the doorway 7 cubits. And he measured its length, 20 cubits, and the width, 20 cubits, before the nave. And he said to me, "This is the most holy place." Then he measured the wall of the temple, 6 cubits, and the width of the side chambers, 4 cubits, all around about the house on every side. And the side chambers were in 3 stories, 1 above another, and 30 in each story. And the side chambers extended to the wall, which stood on their inward side all around, that they might be fastened, and not be fastened into the wall of the temple itself. And the side chambers surrounding the temple were wider at each successive story, because the structure surrounding the temple went upward by stages on all sides of the temple. Therefore the width of the temple increased as it went higher. And thus one went up from the lowest story to the highest by way of the 2nd story. I saw also that the house had a raised platform all around. The foundations of the side chambers were a full rod of 6 long cubits in height. The thickness of the outer wall of the side chambers was 5 cubits, but the free space between the side chambers belonging to the temple and the outer chambers was 20 cubits in width all around the temple on every side. And the doorways of the side chambers toward the free space consisted of 1 doorway toward the north and another doorway toward the south, and the width of the free space was 5 cubits all around. And the building that was in front of the separate area at the side toward the west was 70 cubits wide, and the wall of the building was 5 cubits thick all around, and its length was 90 cubits. Then he measured the temple, 100 cubits long. The separate area with the building and its walls were also 100 cubits long. Also, the width of the front of the temple and that of the separate areas along the east side totaled 100 cubits. And he measured the length of the building along the front of the separate area behind it, with a gallery on each side 100 cubits. He also measured the inner nave and the porches of the court, the thresholds, the latticed windows, and the galleries round about their 3 stories, opposite the threshold, were paneled with wood all around, and from the ground to the windows, but the windows were covered. Over the entrance, and to the inner house, and on the outside, and on all the wall, all around, inside and outside, by measurement. And it was carved with cherubim and palm trees, and a palm tree was between cherub and cherub, and every cherub had two faces, a man's face toward the palm tree on one side, and a young lion's face toward the palm tree on the other side. They were carved on all the house, all around. From the ground to above the entrance, cherubim and palm trees were carved, as well as on the wall of the nave. The doorposts of the nave were square. As for the front of the sanctuary, the appearance of one doorpost was like that of the other. The altar was of wood, 3 cubits high, and its length 2 cubits. Its corners, its base, and its sides were of wood. And he said to me, "This is the table that is before the Lord." And the nave and the sanctuary each had a double door. And each of the doors had 2 leaves, 2 swinging leaves. 2 leaves for one door, and 2 leaves for the other. Also there were carved on them, on the doors of the nave, cherubim and palm trees like those carved on the walls. And there was a threshold of wood on the front of the porch outside. And there were latticed windows and palm trees on one side and on the other, on the sides of the porch. Thus were the side chambers of the house and the thresholds. Psalm 128. How blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in His ways. When you shall eat of the fruit of your hands, you will be happy, and it will be well with you. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine within your house, your children like olive plants around your table. Behold, for thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Indeed, may you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. The Revelation to John, chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and He shall dwell among them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be among them. And He shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning, or crying, or pain. The first things have passed away." And He who sits on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And He said, "Write, for these words are faithful and true." And He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cost. He who overcomes shall inherit these things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But for the cowardly, and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and immoral persons, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, their part will be in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And one of the 7 angels who had the 7 bowls full of the 7 last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, "Come here, I shall show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." And he carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. Her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper. It had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names were written on them, which are those of those which were written. It had a great and high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names were written on them, which are those of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel. There were 3 gates on the east, and 3 gates on the north, and 3 gates on the south, and 3 gates on the west. And the wall of the city had 12 foundation stones, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the one who spoke with me had a gold measuring rod to measure the city, and its gates, and its wall. And the city is laid out as a square, and its length is as great as the width. And he measured the city with the rod, 1,500 miles.
its length and width and height are equal. And he measured its wall, 72 yards, according to human measurements, which are also angelic measurements. And the material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. The foundation stones of the city wall were adorned with every kind of precious stone. The first foundation stone was jasper, the second sapphire, the third chalcedony, the fourth emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius, the seventh chrysolite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Each one of the gates was a single pearl, and the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon to shine upon it, for the glory of God has illumined it, and its lamp is the Lamb. And the nations shall walk by its light, and the kings of the earth shall bring their glory into it. And in the daytime, for there shall be no night there, its gates shall never be closed, and they shall bring the glory and the honor of the nations in.